We went to Body Zone and they were great. I got to give a shout out to the coaches, like the young coaches that they were there. Because they were really good.
Like a clinic?
It's 4 weeks.
Yeah.
There were a lot of kids in her group. Like a lot more than I thought. I thought there would be like maybe six. There was a lot of like 3 and 4 year olds running around with soccer balls. Like, so major props to all these coaches. Seriously. And there was a lot of these young coaches that were there doing this with her. There were tears again because one of the games were pretty intense.
Oh.
And it was a little much for Rojo.
Like a scrimmage.
No, it was sharks and minnows.
Oh, like a practice game. I got you.
Like,
okay.
Like the coaches were sharks and the kids were minnows and you had to dribble your ball past them before the sharks got you. Well, that apparently was too much for Rojo because she had a little bit of a meltdown on the field because she's scared of sharks is what she was telling the one girl. So she made it past the one time. And then when they were said, okay, now come back and we're the sharks. Come on, minnows, dribble past us. Here we go. Rojo just kind of stopped and cried. And I was like, why are we crying again? Come on, girl. Like, what are we doing?
Did you know she was afraid of sharks pre this practice?
Not really. I mean, she is the first one in the ocean and the last one out when we go there. So I'm not quite sure what this is about. And I was like, why is she crying? And I see one of the coaches go over. And I wish I would have asked her name and I didn't. But she was like this nice young girl. She was wearing red shorts. I can tell you that because that's all Rojo talked about afterwards is the girl in the red shorts.
Well, yeah.
And she like bent over and talked to her and then held her hand to get across. And
aww,
then they kept coming.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, so sweet. So they kept coming back for a water break. So I said, why were you crying? And she's like, well, Mom, there were sharks out there. And I was like, honey, they're not real sharks. It was the game, sharks and minnows. And she's like, I know, but I didn't want the sharks to get me. And I was like, honey, it's just a game. Everything's for fun. You're just supposed to practice and have fun. I know. But the girl in the red shorts, she told me that it would be okay? So what happened was I told her that I didn't want the sharks to get me. And so she came and said that she would protect me from the other shark. So I think she's a good shark and the other sharks are the bad sharks. So I'm just going to be with her and she's a good shark. So the good sharks are going to be my friends and the bad sharks, I'm going to stay away from them. But she's a good shark. So and I was just like, okay, just go back out there. So it was just, okay, that's enough. Go back out and run
around.
That's
very intense. Wow.
Yeah, but every time she'd come back out for a water break, she was just like, okay, blah, blah, blah. She like talked a mile a minute. Like me, got a water break and then talked to Mal a minute and I was like, I gotta go! And then just like ran back out there. She was
excited.
The
that's
best
good.
Time.
That's great.
And her
I
new
like
best
that.
Friend is the girl in the red shorts because that's all she talked about the
is
rest
this
of the time.
Her first like team sport?
Yes. So
she's never done like T-ball, softball.
This
like
is her first
like
sport. We've done dance class this year.
Right, which counts. I mean, I think that sports, dance and gymnastics
absolutely.
Is a sport.
Absolutely.
But this is her first organized team sport.
Yeah. Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah. So it was really fun to see. And she had two friends that she knew ahead of time.
Good.
That did this with her.
That always
her.
Helps.
So that was nice, too, to kind of see them interacting and stuff like that. But Rojo's great at making new friends,
oh, yeah.
Too.
She's very charismatic. Yeah.
She goes out and, hi, I'm Rojo. What's your name? And other kids just run away from her because they're like, why are you talking to me?
And then he goes, try again.
Yeah. She just, like, stalks these kids until they talk to her. But they did an amazing job. And I was, like, the entire time, like, on the verge of tears, like, that's my girl. Look how big she looks over there.
Yeah.
She had a ponytail in.
Do you have a photo? Can I see?
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.